says all kinds of shit.
I'm some motherfucking loopy.
I think the boy wants to jam.
The 200 ripes, 11 deaths.
I think that's stupid, and I think it's totally trendy.
That's not what I said.
How the fuck did you get up here anyway?
Blazing buzzer buttocks.
I'm sick and fucking tired of arguing.
Under my feet.
Hey man, you better wash that mic off.
I've always felt that we're here, you're here, let's have as few barriers between the band and the fans as possible.
Yes!
Howdy, hi, friends and neighbors. Jason Newsted here, listening to And Podcast for All. Bitches!
Breakdancing's cool.
You don't TikTok like dancing dancing, on TikTok?
No.
Oh, okay.
Breakdancing was cool.
Flash mobs were like 92. Cool 10 years ago.
Flash mobs?
Okay.
Isn't that where all this shit started?
Maybe you're just jealous you can't dance.
No, I can dance. Man, I'm the wedding dancer.
The wedding dancer.
You can hire me for bar mitzvahs and backyard barbecues and shit.
I did dance at my own wedding.
I was there. I witnessed it.
Yeah.
Shane
got up there and had some fun too.
Dude, when the DJ spins Creeping Death, I mean, it's time to tear up the floor.
Yeah, after you drank a whole liter of vodka, it's time to dance to some Creeping Death.
Here's all those cupcakes I had that, you know, some people missed out on.
Hey, that's the diet right there when you're on vacation. You had steak,
yeah,
vodka, and cupcakes.
Coors Light. Cupcakes, Twinkies, and a couple shots of Tito's.
Breakfast
and dinner of champions.
Oh, that's great.
What's up, fellas? Welcome to season 16.
Yeah, we're back.
We're the slayer of podcasts.
we've lost our vibe. I don't even know how to introduce this.
I didn't remember how to McRib fucking set up my mic.
It is spring, right? So it is a new season.
Yeah.
Technically, spring started last week, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It wasn't 16. Spring when I was in Chicago this past weekend. It was fucking snowing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's how it is in Minnesota. So
I was in the pool
a few
today.
A few weeks ago, we had 70 degrees. And now, spring has officially started, and we have snow. But the nice thing is, it'll be gone soon. It's going to be in almost 60 next week. So
I hope you get another 9 feet before you thaw out.
Oh, of course we will, but...
Wait till April.
I got a new car, so it's fun to drive around in the snow.
A new Camry?
No, like I got rid of the BMW and got a new car.
You've had more cars in the... I gotta do the math here. Than the 11 years that I've known you than I've had in my lifetime.
That's funny, because I just saw a stat that said the average person owns 8 cars in their lifetime. I'm like, ha!
You've had that in like 4 years.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Yeah, after all these years, and you've heard me talk about it for over a decade,
mm-hmm.
I finally got an Evo. I got a Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution.
In a real Evo.
I got a real Evo. So I got the Challenger and the Evo now.
An automatic. Good for you.
No, not an automatic. They're both manuals.
A Mitsi Evo.
Yep, so bye-bye BMW, hello Evo.
Who owns an Evo and a Challenger at the same time? It just doesn't jive.
I know. You've got like this big V8 with nitrous and it's obnoxiously loud. And then you got the little JDM, you know, rally street car with the all-wheel drive.
What year is it?
It's an 08, so it's an older one. But it's all right. It had really low miles on it. So
please tell me there's a big wing on it.
That does come with a wing on it. I might take it off.
Don't all Evos have, like, huge-ass, like, two big wings? too big of a wing, I mean.
They all came with one except for, so from 2008 to 2015 when they made the Evo 10, that model, they had an MR model, which was actually the only Evo you could get in an automatic, but that one came without the spoiler on it.
Every time I hear of a Lancer, I don't know why I picture this, I think of an Eagle Talon.
Oh yeah, the Eagle Talon?
From like 97.
That's because the Talon in the Mitsubishi Eclipse,
like Napoleon Dynamite says.
Right. It's the same car as the Mitsubishi Eclipse.
I don't know why. I just
of that body style. So it kind of makes sense. Eagle and Mitsubishi, especially in the 90s, they go hand in hand.
It is weird seeing you three again. It's even weirder getting all the messages and emails like people like that were seriously worried about us. Concerned for our well-being.
Pizzle was concerned.
Pizzle was concerned. We would get a couple messages or emails. When was our last episode? February 7th, I want to say, when we were talking about the Grammys?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't even remember, to be totally honest.
Does that sound right, Bob?
Probably.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy, sorry.
Probably.
But, yeah, the people that have reached out, it's been a moving experience. So I had to post a picture yesterday of Larry as a junior Ghostbuster.
Yep, with my nipples out. My baby nipples out.
Milk duds.
Larry, how many traps did you need?
Oh, I don't. It was unnecessary. I needed one on my pack. I needed one for capturing toy ghosts, you know. At least two.
And you had an EKP meter.
PK, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I had a couple of those.
PKE,
I had a couple
sorry.
Yeah, get it straight.
You got to have a spare. I mean,
my mind is frazzled from last month. I couldn't think of the name. Sorry.
You're good.
Okay. What's new with you in Pittsburgh?
Just work. Like you said, a lot of people have been reaching out asking what the fuck's going on. Are we dead? Are we alive? Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to happen? But yeah, just work. New job keeping me busy and
right on.
Getting ready for shows this summer.
You still married? Really.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Ashley, are we still married?
Larry, shut the fuck up.
So no,
no.
This is my new apartment.
Tell everybody the truth, man. We were held captive at Diddy's place.
It's true. That's where I'm at now.
The feds rescued us.
The memes are already just amazing.
The diddler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The fact that he's the OJ of the skies now.
Bob, are you still married?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just it's been a while. I got to check in. You still live in Florida? Everything's okay?
Yeah, I'm still down here. I'm still real. Okay.
Still real. Since the last time I saw you on Riverside.fm, you've probably been to like 63 movies, I'm guessing.
We saw Ghostbusters last night, though.
And you told me earlier today via text you did not get the Ghost Trap popcorn. That shocked me.
Nah. It was like 40 bucks, man. It's too expensive.
I can't turn it off.
You had that right by your side ready to go.
Yeah, I was going to pop off with this bitch, too. Let's see if I can fire this bad boy up.
Got to light it up, make them hard.
Does it actually charge up?
Oh, yeah.
For those of you wondering,
it won't shut off. That's why.
Yeah.
Larry has the Ghostbuster full zapper and PKE meter that actually work.
That's a Neutrona blaster. Neutrona wand.
Yeah.
Proton pack.
That was an impulse buy at Spirit. Sorry. At Spirit Superstore on clearance.
I told you my brain's been frazzled the last 45 days. I can't think of terms or titles or names anymore. Jeff, are you still married?
Yeah, I am.
Do you still own a dog?
Yeah, I do.
All three daughters still live under your roof?
They do, yeah. So far, okay. So good. And everything is...
So everything's normal.
Everything's fairly normal, I'd say, yeah. Other than the fact that, again, you know, we have snow.
The car.
Oh, well, yeah, the car. That should be normal in my house by now.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me. I was just like, what? Now what?
Yeah, but I'll have this one for a while.
You said that when you had a white neon one time.
Yeah. Well, had that for a little bit.
You had it for like 4 days.
Dude, I've wanted an Evo for like 13. I crashed the Volvo. It's the only car that I ever got into an accident with.
True.
wasn't my fault, but still, I got into an accident with it. Now I'm still bummed to this day. I actually tried to buy another Volvo before the Evo. So my whole car buying process, it was a process. I went through probably 8 or 9 different cars before I finally got to this one. A Volvo, just like my old one being one of them, where I literally like emailed the dealership. I was like, yep, it was in a different state. I didn't even care. I saw the Carfax, the history on it. I wanted the car. I said, I'll take the car. Send me the paperwork.
All right.
I don't even care. And they're like, yep, sounds good, blah, blah, blah. And then the next morning, they're like, yeah, so it's sold already. I was like, what? I'm like, I literally told you I was going to buy it. They're like, yeah, well, someone came in and bought it.
There was a process to the process of the process.
I was like, I was going to buy it outright, too.
Since February 7th, I'm going to ask Bob this question. He probably knows the most.
Yeah.
What have we missed in Metallica world? This is a Metallica podcast, after all.
Has there even been anything?
There's new shirts that are going to be available on the tour, I guess the European leg.
Of course.
It's artwork.
Well, it's all the fun stuff.
Artwork regarding the electric cars or something, electric trucks.
That's how you know we've run out of things to talk about in the news. Hey, guess what? They got some new shirts coming.
Woo!
And more stupid
cigars.
And
there was
stupid colored vinyl added to the mix too, I believe.
Oh, for the shows.
You know, this is.
Oh no, the European exclusive versions that are basically the European answer to the Walmart vinyl, because the Walmart vinyl wouldn't ship to overseas.
I don't know. Yeah, I just see colored vinyl and roll my eyes again.
I like that Bob pretended not to know what you were talking about for 30 seconds.
No, I was thinking about it.
The full detail. So I was like, wait, like the press release, word for word.
The one that, yeah, third generation pressing right. In Birmingham, England.
Third generation.
Yeah.
An ecto cooler slime for justice.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get the misprint.
The new cigars dropped.
The misprint,
that was
too.
The other thing, right?
The new cigars that are white and they're called Fade to Black.
Dumb. Are they really? Shade. They're white? Yeah, I didn't shade. See that. That's cool.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Yeah, the packaging.
A white cigar that's like a dried up piece of dog poop.
Exactly. Basically. After it thaws and then freezes again.
Like I want
caramel.
Freeze dried dookie.
Jeff's a professional with dog shit now.
I actually thought it was called Shades of Black, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I heard it the second time. I was like, oh, it's Shade to Black, because it has to be a Metallica song, of course.
Hmm. Well, why wouldn't it be?
Should have been called
Marketing. You know,
Shadows Follow.
I'm oddly into this, because I like cigars, and the other one is just too heavy, and Hetfield even said that himself. Like,
yeah, did you hear that today?
On the Metallica report today, he was like, they kicked my ass. They're too strong.
Oh, so that's why you couldn't sing Fixer. Okay. Makes sense.
Sure.
I was there. He got close to that range.
Yeah, it was a fine once go. Better than the first live performance of Escape.
True story.
I would like to try them, but at the same time, I'm just not a tobacco person anymore, even though I know, you know, you're not inhaling cigars. I don't smoke tobacco, so it's like...
Jeff, you smoke for 15 years, a couple won't hurt you.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is you smoke a pack of cigarettes a day for a long time, and then you quit. You don't really want to go back to tobacco.
Yeah, but it's Shade to Black, man. You have to try it.
It's weird not to be able to do it with booze. Like, I feel like you need a cigar to go with whiskey or tequila to really have the full experience. So it's especially interesting that James is so into tobacco.
That is interesting, yes, because cigars and whiskey definitely go hand in hand. You'd think that he would be sitting in his study reading his leather-bound books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or playing
listening
his Martin.
To smooth jazz.
If you were making that kind of bread, you'd be smoking without drinking too, boys.
Dude, if I made that kind of money, I would listen to smooth jazz more often.
In your study with wooden bookshelves?
Hell yeah. Colonel Mustard did it in the study with the candlestick.
Wait, I have a new thing.
Snake by head.
Stop. I have a new band. It's called Bonnie M.
Huh?
It's called Bonnie M. It looks like Boney M. But it's a German group from the 70s.
Oh, this is an actual band.
No, it's a real band.
yeah,
I thought you were referring to it's a real band from the 70s, a singing group, three women and a guy, a song called Daddy Cool. Go ahead, look it up on YouTube right now. Pause this episode and go look at it, and you'll see the realness. It's incredible.
I like how you said three women and a guy, like it was proper.
No, but it's cool.
Well, what else would he say? Three chicks and a dick?
Yeah.
Three broads. Bonnie M?
How
do you spell it?
B-O-N-E-Y-M. But it's pronounced Bonnie M. They're German.
188,000 followers? Come on.
They're from the 70s. Yeah.
From the Sopot Festival?
Yeah, these broads?
Daddy Cool.
Well, hub.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm going to mute.
That's it?
You just got to watch, his dancing. It's incredible. It's popping and locking. It's like how I dance and just make shit up.
Larry, you ever seen one with a little spout on it?
This, Bob?
Yeah, but you want Daddy Cool, not that song.
Well, I'm on Instagram. Nothing says Daddy Cool. It just says Ma Baker.
That's not the one, though.
Oh, here's Daddy Cool. I found it.
There you go.
Yep, I could get down with this all day. All freaking
day. Wait till you see the video.
He looks like Richard Simmons.
Yeah. He's got like a fucked up afro. Look at his dance moves.
I can get down with that. Hell yeah.
It's incredible.
I absolutely love that type of music. I'm all in for that, dude.
Go down the rabbit hole.
I would and will, actually.
I've been in a 90s grunge hole since I last spoke to you.
Silverchair?
It's been weird. Yes.
Bush?
Actually, yes. You know who the worst fucking band that has ever come out of that era is? Maybe the worst band of all time.
Of the 90s? Oh, yeah, definitely Rage Against the Machine.
Godsmack?
Negative.
That's late 90s.
The Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, correct. Easy. Everybody.
Larry, that's one of them.
Everybody loves the song Lump. Nope, come on.
Fuck that song.
She's Lump. I do.
She's in my head. Without Lump, we wouldn't have had Gump, okay? And that song needs to exist.
Lump is terrible. Fuck them.
Bare Naked Ladies, although they're not
Gump. But Gump is a great song.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. The worst fucking band of that era, maybe the worst band of all time. Drumroll, Jeff. Hole.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah,
we can agree on that.
No.
Bob, we're putting a band in the same category as one of your favorite bands, no doubt.
No.
Which I've listened to.
No, now that I can't agree with.
Stand by. Stand by. When I stream 90s grunge, it's like Garbage, No Doubt, Hole. Okay, you're getting my vibe here. Hole is fucking terrible.
Controversial opinion. I'm going to hot take this for a second
what
here.
What is it?
I'm going to hot take this for a second.
All right.
90s is arguably the worst decade for music. On a whole.
You're talking
Speaking
about
Speaking of.
Yeah, if we're just talking about of a whole.
It's bad.
She's got no talent.
What
from
song, though? What,
taking
what
Cobain,
song are you hearing?
Cobain's DNA. All of them.
I've probably heard 20 songs of theirs as I stream 90s grunge, either in my hotel room or in the Tesla.
Celebrity
I'm just
skin.
On this kick rent. It's fucking terrible. That band has zero talent. It sounds like a fourth grade garage band trying to get a gig down at City Hall.
I also think early 90s music kicks ass, by the way. Can I just throw that out? Because we had grunge, we had the Black Album, we had Nine Inch Nails.
I'm not talking rock, I'm not talking Metallica. I'm talking 90s.
No, I know, but I agree with
grunge.
You, Shane. I fucking hate Hole.
Like, here's the
She's
band.
She's a trash bag, flea bag piece of shit.
Hold on.
She killed Kurt Cobain.
Well, okay, maybe, but Hole introduced the world to Melissa Auf-der-Maur.
That's all she's good for.
She was the last bass player when they were still like a band. Samantha Maloney on drums. Come on.
I like better
what
than Ezra.
What other notable things have they done?
I like better than Ezra.
Fair. Samantha played
but
with Motley
Hole
Crue. You
terrible.
Guys like Motley Crue.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that
Motley
chick?
Crue. Motley Crue was okay. Like,
I mean, Motley
Crue is
garbage,
then.
But
stop.
Did you get to Motley Crue's grunge
Motley
record?
Crue. Molly Crew's ruining their
generation slime, baby.
Right now.
No, the grunge
right
record
now.
Is
No, the Crabby record is okay. That's Mick Mars' favorite record.
That record from 94 is some of their best work.
That album is definitely is a grungy record.
Hole is fucking terrible. It sounds like
Did you hear the cover of Gold Dust Woman?
Yes.
That's a good fucking cover.
I think in the last 2 months I've heard every Hole song that's probably been released on a major release.
Sounds awful.
It's terrible. She's terrible. Sounds like a form of torture. She can play like three chords. It's she can't sing. The music's terrible.
She wasn't even good in Larry Flint.
Oh, and, dude, like, she was good in Larry Flint.
Oh, easy. I got I agree with you, Bob.
She was good in that. Didn't she have an Oscar for that?
That's a fucking movie. We're talking about records. That's
shameful. Yeah, but
she's just garbage all around. She's a trash.
She's Hole. Garbage is another band.
Yeah.
Garbage isn't that good too, though.
Exactly.
The dad jokes, Bob.
It's just, how did those bands get that record terrible?
Dude, it's because every band wanted, or every record label wanted their own Nirvana after that happened.
No, there only is one Nirvana.
Yeah.
There's only one Candlebox. There's only one Better Than Ezra, and they were good. But Hole? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeff was writing better lyrics in first grade than anything Hole's put out.
Facts.
You just can't live through this, man. Right now.
Oh, it's storming outside.
Larry's shaking his head.
I just fucking hate Courtney Love. But I hate Gwen Stefani more.
How do you hate Gwen more than Courtney? That's
Bob's like second wife.
They're both like different levels of talentless hacks, in my opinion. So.
See, I like Gwen Stefani. She don't bother me at all.
I like Gwen when she was young and like.
And no doubt, as far as like the band themselves, incredibly talented, brother.
Fuck yeah,
Adrian Young.
Fuck yeah, I mean Tony.
They are incredibly talented musicians.
It's the fake Japanese. I'm a Harajuku.
No,
girl,
dude, that's her fucking solo shit. Like, that's her solo shit.
Yeah, it's. Just all garbage.
That's just like Madonna having a different.
It's garbage.
You know,
it should
era,
be in a hole.
You know.
Yeah, but Madonna at least.
Madonna
is like,
sucks though too.
Well, yeah. No shit.
Granted, she's the queen of pop music.
Not
there wouldn't
Dick
be,
Tracy.
You know,
she sucked, Dick Tracy.
But Madonna can.
This is true.
Take a hike too.
Hole in the
Mariah. Likes her sex video.
It's is back. That your background on your phone?
No. That's a new photo from rehearsals.
Aaron, I thought that you set that as the background in your phone.
That's
gonna
my
say.
Background. Fucking zombie. That's the nurse zombie.
Who's that?
The nurse zombie. Larry knows. Larry recognizes.
Yeah,
that
couldn't
fucking
you tell from the oil makeup? Yep. It's your favorite mall, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in Monroeville?
Yeah, you walked right past that wall.
Speaking of that, they finally closed that DoubleTree Hotel. You shut your whore mouth.
Yeah, but
the
Expo Center.
Have they rebounded?
Expo Center's
they
back, motherfucker.
Bob took that so sincerely. You can just see the pulse just drop out of him.
No, it's been a bone of contention. We're trying to figure out what to do for June. We're waiting to see
the
if
days
another,
in across the street.
Fuck that. No, shit's expensive.
Super 8.
No, man. We're waiting to see if another company comes in and buys the hotel.
They're not. I heard the Wrecking Ball is going to be there next week.
Shit.
You realize that Shane's going to be the one driving the Wrecking Ball through it. He's going to find a way. He's going to mosey his way on in there and be like, he's going to get a connection with one of the construction guys.
Oh, Bob.
Hey, how about you let
you
me
know what I heard?
Let me get
he's
a video.
Wait till
of this.
Let me swing that chain.
It's going to be a Motel 6. A brand new Motel 6.
I thought we were going to talk about like the band reunions and like which ones we should say need to stop and which ones we want to see back together. And
wait, do we want to finish the Metallica news stuff? Because there was that.
Is there still more?
Oh, yeah, the Elton John thing.
The Spinal Tap thing with like Lars is going to be in the new Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm excited for that.
I have a question. And I
actually didn't see that Lars was going to be in Spinal Tap. I must have missed that.
Yeah, that just came out.
Him and Chad Smith. I think it just was announced. Yeah.
I saw that on Fuckbook or whatever it's called. My question is that Elton John thing, mm-hmm. They played one song. It wasn't announced. It was out of the blue. All of a sudden, there was a picture of them on stage playing this.
Mm-hmm.
What was
I mean,
that?
They said they were going to be there to honor him.
What was that event for? I still don't understand what that gig was for.
Him and Bernie got the Gershwin Award for writers for you know.
So why would you have Metallica there?
Well, they had other bands there. They had other.
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
It's kind of like MTV Icon playing. Basically.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But then you have Billy Joel go and do it, not Metallica.
Well, I think
Elton picked the artist. It was like a pretty odd.
That's even crazier than.
So Elton said, "I want Metallica at my ceremony."
Yeah.
He's like, I want them to come because every cover they do, they somehow make it not sound like the cover. It just sounds like Metallica.
But then,
like, that medley wasn't bad, but you listen to it and you're like, well,
right,
sounds like Metallica.
It's the original version sounds like it's Metallica.
I mean, it does have that vibe. No, yeah, cool. No, it definitely. I never. Heard it definitely has that vibe. I knew. I think it was like there's like two of them. That
I know there's a movie called Love Lies Bleeding that's out right now. That's supposed to be really good, but. And Funeral for a Friend was a band and Superman comic book, but
I just thought it
good
was
a good way to remember it.
Yeah.
The even stranger thing was that there was not a Papa Het pin on the white snake bite, Mr. Levine.
But you got to imagine he uses multiple.
I think the pin's gone.
Or it's the. Or he they
got,
just.
He got mad.
Maybe it's just it ran its course.
I met that guy in Michigan. I'm Detroit. Taking this off. Yeah. I met this guy in Michigan. I'm taking this thing off.
Yeah, this guy, I hear, I have a super strict policy of I only sign the first page only, and he made me go all the way to the back of the fucking book.
He made me sign page 343.
And he said he's going to go to the Monroeville Mall.
I gotta stop. I think I sent him new shit, and that freaked him out.
You were stalking?
He's texting Chad. Take all those Trust Red covers off. We're done with this guy.
I have a new idea and I haven't done it yet for this reason because I'm like, I just don't
He's
going to
see Larry next
line.
Time and he's going to pull the Lars and say, oh, no, not you again.
Exactly. So your time's up.
So can we talk about the fact that, like, Metallica is weird, but after their interaction on Stern, it sort of makes sense. What's weirder to me is the company they kept because it was Garth Brooks, Brandi Carlile, Annie Lennox, them, Maren Morris, Billy Porter, Charlie Puth, and Jacob Lusk of Gabriels, who I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah.
So there's like, that's a weird cluster of fucking people to play Elton John songs.
Goofy.
Did you see that?
It was just a weird gig.
Did you see the professional clip though? Like the sort of preview of everything? They showed Billy Porter. Billy Porter introducing them. Billy Porter's like in the, like walking down the aisle of the, between the seats and everything. And I hate when obviously people who are not into metal do this where they're like, yeah, you know, stick their tongue out and throw the horns up. It's like,
Bob, every picture of you and your wife on Facebook, you're throwing the horns up.
No, I'm throwing the middle finger up.
What a rebel.
I just lost my train of thought. Bob got me all excited.
That's what you get.
Oh, did you?
Whole.
I didn't realize how short Billy Joel is because he took a picture next to Kirk.
It wasn't Billy Joel.
Who was that?
That was Bernie Taupin.
What?
That was Bernie.
I thought Bernie Taupin was like bald.
That
and,
wasn't Billy Joel. They looked identical. They looked like
know. That was Bernie, man. That wasn't Billy
I
Joel.
Swore that was BJ.
That was Billy Joel. Billy Joel doesn't have any facial hair. He looks like Darth Vader with his helmet off.
I'm sorry, man. That shows how much attention I paid to this gig.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't aired yet.
I think
so
that was a rando
fair.
That Jesus. Kirk thought was Bernie Taupin.
I told you.
Were you going to talk about Shane on tour? I feel like we.
Oh, yeah.
That should be an update.
That's funny that you say that because like I was going to say we talked about all of us, but Shane over here, he's been, you know.
In, all my exes he's live in Texas.
He's in the flight sim and then going to. Yeah, exactly.
Flight sim is over.
That's where that pin went. Randy ripped it off James's snake bite and put it on his guitar.
Is Randy how was the show? Randy pin?
Too many of you talking at once. What's the question?
Everyone keep talking at the same time.
life on tour. Texas
Shane on tour.
I'm a free agent. I played my three. No, it's been four shows now.
Yeah,
I played
you
my
said after the third one you were done.
Yeah, Shane you can Terry. Always re-up.
I played my fourth show with Hardwired to Kill 'Em All out of Houston. We played at Rise Rooftop. Great fucking gig. I got to play Too Far Gone.
Dude, Hole played there too, man.
Fuck Hole. Hole wouldn't be able to fill that place up. It was a tribute day in Houston. It was an afternoon gig. It was weird. It was early.
Oh, those are nice. I loved
what
that.
What other tribute bands played?
Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Metallica, and Ozzy.
Was it that mini show started Ozzy
at
guy,
two?
No?
Show started at 2 and it was done at 8. And I drove back to Dallas. We were back there by midnight. It was a perfect day. Jeff likes those afternoon matinees.
Yeah. It's fun. Early is nice.
We opened with Stone Cold Crazy and played for 58 minutes. It was fun.
I
didn't have to pace myself. It was just balls to the wall. And Too Far Gone, Stone Cold, and what was the other rare one?
Dude,
that was about it.
We're coming up here almost on the year mark of our farewell show. That's crazy.
I know, man.
It's crazy.
Reunion time like Slayer?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
If they throw $1 million at us, we'll get back together.
Maybe, but probably not.
Enough about me. Do you still have the Tom Anderson bowling ball guitar?
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay, you said you were going to make some music with it. What's happened in the last 60, 45 days?
Hey, things are actually coming along really well with that. I've got some material. I got the Logic and the Superior Drummer open actually in the other pages here on my computer.
What do you mean Superior Drummer? That's a program?
Well, yeah, until
you're not hiring me?
I mean, hey, bud, if you want to come track some drums, but you've been busy in a flight sim and playing with Randy.
I've been playing flight sim and, you know, it's just like Xbox. I graduated.
Xbox. I can do that too.
Done. 52 hours in the full motion sim. Done with that shit.
Yeah. Did you tell him, hey, I got an Xbox at home that does the same thing?
I go, I don't know why I have to come to Dallas to do this. We could just do this online and stream it.
Yeah. I got a headset.
Yeah.
Get on Xbox. We could talk about this.
Yeah. Basically.
How's it been going though?
Good. I just remember we played Jump in the Fire too. That was a lot of fun.
Ooh. Fire's
that song
a fun
is
song.
Fun as fuck. When you slow it down, there's a little bit of a bounce to it, like Record Store Day.
It's very disco-y.
Yeah. It was fun. It's cool.
So when
got some swing.
When's the official start date then?
Flying the Real Bird?
Yeah.
April 2nd.
April 2nd. Nice.
I got to go to JFK, Raleigh-Durham, back to Miami, and then I'm going to Tulum, Mexico, back to Miami, Guatemala City, Miami.
Jesus.
A lot of Miami.
Yeah, Miami's great. Stay close to home.
And then the next trip I got Dallas, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Dallas, somewhere else in there, back to Miami. Then I'm fully signed off, good to go.
Nice.
Yep, a lot of boxes to check.
I suppose they got to get you ready.
Well, that 737 MAX can come apart at any time. You got to be ready for things.
Yeah, you don't want to end up, you know, replacing
never knowing knowing that door is going to leave you.
Yeah, just like Boeing.
Hey, speaking of flying.
It's my nightmare.
A lot of MAX training this month. It's been good.
Speaking of flying, we flew on Frontier on the way home this past weekend.
You live to tell about it?
I never had a problem with Frontier or Spirit, to be honest.
Frontier, a whole different animal.
First off, we get to the airport. We get to O'Hare thinking that we're like kind of running late. We get there, the sort of wind-up line at the check-in counter to check our bags was completely full, and there's nobody at the desk. And we're like, what the fuck? Nobody's doing anything. Mm-hmm. We're just standing around. And we asked security what was up, and they're like, yeah, nobody shows up until 90 minutes or 2 hours before a flight. We're like,
that sounds like Frontier.
Yeah, and then finally they show up, and more than one person showed up, so the line moved pretty fast. Got their security.
Bob,
why
do you check a bag? Just carry on.
We had a lot of shit, right, man. We had a lot of shit.
You were there for like 2 days.
Yeah, I know, but we had
about a painting.
We had a
you
lot of
you
shit.
Checked a bag for 2 days.
Would you bring all your Ghostbuster costumes and stuff?
No. We both had bags.
Dirty gloves.
Huh?
Dude, I went on a national tour across the
for
country
40
for
days.
With
a roller.
Yeah. Not even. I think I had a duffel bag.
That's true.
That's literally all I brought with. Like, as minimal as possible, and I was gone for, like, almost 2 months.
Jeff, why are you doing so much laundry? This is all I have.
Yeah, I was doing laundry, like, every 4 days, every 4 or 5 days.
But no, listen, the worst part, though, is we get on the plane, and we're like, in the third row, and we're sitting there and waiting for the cabin door to close, and nobody's closing it, and more people keep coming on wearing colored vests, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? And they're talking about demo vests Mm-hmm. Leaf Fest, and they needed to have like a certain number, and they needed to have these demos, but they're not telling anybody what's going on. We're literally sitting there for an hour. Oh, not like
Demolition Vest. Okay, that's good.
We're literally sitting there for an hour. I'm like, are we even flying over water? Why do we need more Leaf Fest? I don't get this.
He's like, are we flying yet?
Yeah, and then when you fly Frontier, you have to pay for like the snacks and stuff.
Oh, you have to pay for the air.
Yeah, just like Spirit.
Oh, wait, this dude gets up as soon as they announce. Oh,
you want to go in the air? That'll be $10.
Oh, you want to use the bathroom? $30. Yeah.
This dude gets up as soon as they announce the food, and he gets up, and he basically buys everything that they had, and he starts divvying shit out to his family that's spread around the plane. And I'm like, nice. Is this fucking guy opening a Quickie Mart in the back of the plane or something? And he's going to flip everything?
You got a poo in the back.
And then we literally said, all right, we'll take a thing of Pringles and two Diet Cokes. And she's like, I got to check if we have any Pringles left because that guy literally bought everything we had. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So did the dude drop as much money as the plane tickets themselves on the snacks?
Pretty much. And then to rub it in, he gives even more. His daughter was sitting next to us, and he's giving her like M&Ms and shit. And I'm like, well, I would like something, but okay, thank you.
You should have looked at the little girl and said, hey, you're not supposed to take candy from strangers, but how about giving a stranger some candy?
O'Hare to Orlando nonstop?
Well, yeah, for Frontier. Sucked.
$89.
That was more than that. And we were at Terminal 5 at O'Hare, which is a bitch.
Ooh, that's not good.
Dude, no, we took Frontier to Denver, and it was like $80 for tickets.
Well, this is last minute. This was like within the last like 2 weeks when we got the tickets.
Yeah, but I literally, when we went to Denver, I got them a week before we left. That's why we went Frontier.
And you didn't have any checked bags?
No, nope. Instead, we just, because you were able to... We paid for one carry-on, one extra, but then my backpack and her purse, and then we paid for one duffel bag carry-on. It was super, super
That's what cheap. Had all your weed in it. You had to carry it on.
Yeah, I was going to Denver. I didn't need to bring any weed with.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the weed capital of the country.
Yeah, right.
We flew on Southwest out.
I don't like Southwest.
Back to Chicago.
Maybe. I guess.
It was a good flight.
God, you consumers are picky. It's just a fucking airplane from A to B, boys.
No, I don't.
I'm going to be like Bill. Delta only.
I don't care. Yeah, just keep me fucking updated as to what's going on when you're up there jerking each other off talking about life vests.
No, we're editing podcasts at 39,000 feet.
No.
Is it true you can see the curvature of the earth at that point? I was listening to a podcast earlier.
No, at 51 you can.
Okay. A guy was saying that he's like, I was talking to pilots and they say you can't see the curvature of the earth from an airplane. So that means the earth is flat. I'm like, well,
no, I've only been to 43, but I got a buddy that flies a business jet that goes to 51 and he's got proof of it.
Whew, 51. Mm. That's up there, man.
Citation 10. It's one of the NetJets fleets you can choose. They can go to 51.
It's absolutely wild that people legitimately think it's flat.
People are stupid.
Yeah, look at the internet.
That's true.
Conspiracies, man.
Is it too soon to talk about the Baltimore Bridge?
Do you think that do you think it was an accident or do you think it was set up? Because
why would you set up taking that down?
I don't know. There's a lot of people. It's a distraction from something.
I mean, what's crazy? To DC, but what is taking down an interstate?
You know what's crazy is legitimately like, a month or two ago, the boxer Ryan Garcia tweeted out that on March 26th, something is going to happen in Baltimore. He tweeted that out like a couple months ago.
I did see that.
That's insane. And then I've seen like, and I try not to jump on these conspiracies because I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but.
What is that? What conspiracy is behind that? Who does that benefit?
I think it's media attention. It's a distraction from maybe something look at the Diddy situation.
That's just an idiot and a loser.
Yeah, but that all has to do with something bigger.
It's the Nickelodeon situation.
I've heard
and that just came out too. And like,
what's the Nickelodeon thing?
Well, because you know they just
Ashley's watching that now.
They just had that documentary come out about, you know, just like everything nowadays. Like it seems like everything in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s was all just corrupt, shady, freaking people. Like anyone that's famous is gone through some kind of like
trauma.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, or
but that Brian Peck guy is a fuck. That guy can go to hell.
That's what I was going to say. He's a piece of shit. He legitimately was writing letters to Gacy and had like a portrait from Gacy. Like,
what?
It's a little bit darker than you would expect it to be. Like, I was like, oh, this guy's just going to be a creep. It's like,
I think we're at that point now.
Pedophilia and yeah.
Well, exactly. And now, and that's that whole thing with Diddy now too, is like, it came out with, you know, with the whole Justin Bieber thing, you know, like there's video footage of him talking about how he's going to be with Bieber for the next 48 hours, but you can't know what they're going to be doing and this and that. And I don't know. And then of course his houses get raided and he takes off to the Bahamas and someone tracked his airplane and they confirmed that it's for sure his plane. It's like, I don't know. There's a bunch of weird shit going on. This bridge collapsed. And it just so happens to be that all these weird things are happening. And what year is it?
Could have called Ghostbusters, man.
Yeah, call Venkman and Spengler.
But it's 2024. What's happening this year?
Trump gets elected.
I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying that this has anything to do with the election per se, but it just seems like, who knows? Who knows? Like, everything could be set up.
You know that picture I posted of Biden driving the ship and then it shows the bridge?
I saw some people weren't too happy about that.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was too.
My post stayed up. I had two other friends that posted the same identical thing and they're in Facebook jail right now.
Oh, really?
Did like, their friends complain about it?
Well,
I don't know. It's like, come on, guy.
Another reason why it could seem a little bit sketchy is because apparently they said that they, you know, a steering thing or lost control or whatever, but
they lost power. You could see the lights go out.
But the thing is apparently those ships have backup
generators.
Like, generator. I don't know if it's a generator per se, but yes, they have backup power, like multiple different backups, so that if power goes out, they can still maintain steering the ship because it's a big ass cargo ship.
Just like a 737 Max. You got backups until you don't have the backups.
Maybe.
I don't know. What conspiracy benefits taking a bridge out of a interstate?
But what conspiracy
it's a major interstate? I'll give them that. But like, what? Who benefits from that?
Again, maybe it's other
than a bridge maker.
Maybe it's just the media coverage that now everybody's focused on that. That's the only thing anybody's talking about right now.
Bridges only collapse in shitholes like Minneapolis and Pittsburgh.
Baltimore. Yeah, exactly. What if someone's going to...
Come on, we had sinkholes.
Good point, Bob. All three cities are dumps. That's where bridges fall. I remember what I was when 35W fell. It was like August of 2007.
You could hear it from my parents' house.
They're pretty close. I believe
like
that.
Legit, you could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom drove because she worked at the, so at that time she worked downtown at the Wells Fargo building. Mm-hmm. She drove over it like half an hour before it happened.
Shit.
She had just got home and the windows were open and you could hear a loud ass noise. And next thing you know, like literally every TV station, at least local TV station, the news was on.
I'm like, why is the Twins game postponed tonight? Oh, the bridge collapsed. I'm like, what's a bridge have to do? And then they showed which bridge. I'm like, Oh, holy shit.
Like, that was a serious, like, I'm pretty sure with this one, there was no fatalities with the.
Yeah, there was.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. They found two guys today. They're still missing four.
Jeez.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not good. That bridge is fucking high, dude. That's a ways down.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with the 35W bridge. Like, there was quite a few people. Because, I mean, it was like rush hour traffic, too, when it happened.
Yeah, this was at 1 in the morning. It would have been a different story in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's why Larry drives that Subaru 100 miles an hour no matter where he's at.
It's true.
I hate bridges.
Gotta get over that bridge.
I hate bridges.
Jeff, you're a driving instructor. You should like every piece of pavement in the world.
Now after this, I'm staying off 35W.
Oh, okay.
Just what I need for the bridge to start collapsing when I'm not driving.
With a student.
Yeah. I'm staying off bridges.
What are you going to do? Pull back on the yoke and shove the throttles forward like you're going to save it?
Peace out.
Peace out.
I'm just going to jump out. You're on your own.
I'll sign you off later if you live.
Yeah. I'm going to jump off the bridge into the river. I have a better chance than staying in the car and letting the bridge collapse on top of us.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds like the smart play.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Aquaman vibes tonight for some reason, Jeff, too. Maybe it's the hair.
Oh.
Did you fire up the snowblower?
No.
Is that why you're wearing that hat?
No, I just shoveled.
Oh. Shoveled? I thought you had a snowblower.
I do, but when I shoveled, I shoveled. I get up early, and so I went out at like 6 in the morning and started shoveling my driveway, and I didn't want to turn the snowblower on at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Because everybody is sleeping, including my kids.
Oh, I thought you were trying to be a like polite neighbor. I was like, fuck the neighbors, fire it up.
Fuck the neighbors.
Oh, no, my kids were sleeping.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I also don't start my car at 6 in the morning either.
That wakes up the whole neighborhood.
That'll wake the whole neighborhood up.
Mm-hmm.
I tell Lily, I said, you know, when I drive you to school in this car, I said, because her school is only a block away from our house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you realize everybody outside when we start it can hear it from the school. She's like, I know.
The school that's like five homes down from you?
Well, yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, like it's at the end of the...
I've pissed in that parking lot before.
Jeez.
You weren't home yet and I had to piss so bad I had no other option.
Well... Next time, just text me and I'll give you the code.
It's probably like indecent exposure out of school, isn't it?
That's not good. Yeah, you probably should admit that.
Catch you. Yeah.
I was in the van. I actually pissed on the tire in that parking lot.
That's even worse.
This is getting better. Yeah.
No one was there.
I was in the van in the elementary school.
Picture that creeper van at the school.
Yeah, I was selling grapes. It had grapes.
Pissing on the front left tire.
Does your van say free candy on the side of it?
At one point, it did say, so what?
It said, and one for all.
Exactly. What can we talk about Metallica tonight? We're at 41 minutes, and all we've talked about is vinyl and Elton John. Everyone's signed off by now, so it doesn't matter.
No, they're tuned in because we've been gone for so long. The weird thing is, everyone's...
Yeah, last week, there was like 2,400 downloads, and we had nothing new. It spiked out of the blue. It was like Bitcoin right now.
All the people listening... Gotta know that there's not much in the news either. Yeah. So they're gonna be like, oh, they're gonna talk about something that I saw on Facebook.
Some babble bullshit. When's the first show? Munich? May?
I think so.
Munich kicks it off, right?
Robert's got Infectious Groove shows.
Yeah, Rob's jamming with Infectious and Jay Weinberg.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That band has talent now.
Yeah, Jay Weinberg. I pissed off some people on the internet because, you know, they posted that Jay was jamming with him now. And I said, from arenas to bars, good for him. And people were like, well, at least he's fucking playing and this and that. I'm like, easy. It was a joke.
From stadiums to bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just played Rock 'em Ring and now we're playing Bogart.
You're right.
Jesus.
I mean, good for him. He's jamming. He's doing more in music than I'm doing. And off of what he made in Slipknot, I'm sure he's probably sitting just fine. Mm-hmm. And the fact that his dad is, well, I think his family's doing just fine. But yeah, I mean,
get okay. That boss money.
I bet his dad's worth more than you think.
Oh, God. He's got to.
Old man's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah, jamming with the boss and then Conan O'Brien's drummer for how long?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he was.
Do you want to guess? I'll tell you I got the number.
I'm gonna. Who the old man?
Max Weinberg. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say $5 million net worth.
I'll say
higher.
I was gonna say like 15 or 20.
I'll say five.
$45 million.
Holy 45 million.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep. He must have a good deal with Bruce.
He was in the E Street. But, I mean, he's probably getting royalties from being the. You know, go-to drummer for the boss, and now
they're doing
a biopic of Springsteen with Jeremy Allen White. He's probably going to be in that. And the likeness,
dude. Jeremy
right?
Allen like, White is such a good actor.
Larry, look up Jay's
that. I don't even know who that is.
That's the 45? Guy. Did you ever watch Shameless?
No.
He's what?
How did you never watch that show? Did you watch Gene
Wilder's
the Bear?
No. Grandson?
Is he?
Yep. So okay, Jay's. Want to guess Jay's?
15.
20. 10.
Getting closer.
Five.
Nailed it.
Five.
No way.
But even
that's
at five.
That's his estimated.
That means Corey Taylor fucked him over.
Well, yeah. Look at Corey Taylor's net worth. That's probably 20 or 30 million.
How is the old man 45 and Jay's 5?
Actually, Jay's going to be at, he's going to be down
because
here
Jay,
next month.
Because Jay is 31 years old and Max is 70.
Still, though, I mean, think about it.
And Max, but again,
all
he
that
was
Slipknot money, Springsteen must have paid the old man pretty well and fair.
Yeah, he obviously wasn't doing what, you know, Sting did or what fucking Billy Joel did. Billy Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy Joel sitting next to Kirk last week. That short guy. I swore that was him.
Bernie Taupin.
How old's Weinberg? 35?
Jay?
Jay yeah. Weinberg? He's got to be like 35. Yeah. 30, 32 maybe. I mean, I wish I was worth $5 million.
I wonder if because he got fired, though, that might negate his contract.
Yeah, but like, who knows what his contract
is. See, right, this is pissing Shane off because Shane's a drummer and he appreciates Jay, but he hates Slipknot, so now he hates Slipknot even more.
Dude, last week I traveled to Houston. I made $17 for Hardwire to Kill 'Em All.
I hope you got some pizza, too, at least.
Did they let you sell one shirts?
I wore a one shirt on stage. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw the picture. Yeah.
I noticed it. Yeah.
I had to have a comfortable shirt on stage.
Shane's like, we call this cross promotion.
Yeah. Just like J Rock in the rock just pile. Like,
right.
Jeff will second this. He knows how much this excites me. It's the little things. The dressing room had a shower, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
immediately you fall on the gig. In the shower, in the rental car, boom, we were back to Dallas in 4 hours. I felt like fucking royalty.
Like you fucking made it.
Dude, I love getting off stage. It's immediate shower right in the car and get the fuck out of there. I love it.
It's beautiful.
I love it. I didn't even have to load out. Bam, see you, bye.
Yeah, it's not like when we played Surgis the last time and we got off stage and then we had to go to the public shower.
At the campground.
Yeah. Campground.
Everybody did. Even big names had the shower.
I was gonna say, like literally, even
there's
the
no
big
hotels
artists.
In Sturgis.
Did you guys play that bar that what's his face owns that Jesse from Jackal owns? Is that where you played?
No, we were at Iron Heart. I can't talk tonight.
Iron
it's been
Horse.
Too many days. Iron Horse Saloon with Hairball.
Just got done playing in front of like 3,000-4,000 people, and then we have to go to the public shower. But
with Gilby Clark watching a side stage.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say he was watching your shower.
It was the same thing, though, even
that
with...
He didn't pay for that.
Even when we played main stage with Three Doors Down, it was the same thing. Like, you get done, and, like, you had your own dressing room, nice. Like, trailer thing, but you didn't have a shower.
No shower.
Yeah. And that's 18,000 people, but all those bands that show up, they get back on their tour bus and just head to the next city. Or
did you guys ever play with Skid Row at any of those festivals?
Yep. Halfway Jam
2000. Which singer did they have at that point?
Not Lizzie Hale.
And number four
singer
five?
After Sebastian. It's 2013 at Halfway Jam. We played with them. And Hinder.
Hinder?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Boat Rock Grande.
And then we opened up for Puddle of Mud the day that he got arrested in Minnesota. I think he was at the airport.
It was at the airport. He brought like a BB gun or something. And he stole the remember
next,
he
stole a rental car?
No, a limo.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was the day after we played with him.
Dude, that show, there was a buttload of people at that show. And it was like, Lit was there too.
Yep.
And it was Lit, Hinder,
Puddle of
Mud.
Speaking of garbage 90s bands.
No, Hole wasn't there.
What a throwback.
Lit, fuck that band, man. Lit.
You make me come. That was their other big hit.
That was their ballad, Larry.
I didn't even know they had a hit.
Dude, that was a big show though.
Yep,
I remember that.
And Kicks,
yeah,
Kicks.
Like I was like Let pleasantly surprised how many freaking people were there,
just for Kicks.
Halfway Jam. No,
I think I want to say, I think it was either I think Hinder was the headliner, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we were in between Hinder and Skid
Row. What was their big track, Lips of an Angel or something? Fucking yes. Stupid. Is that Hinder?
Yeah. They had that and Get Stoned. That was another big song that they were really popular for. I actually liked their very first album just because it reminds me of being young. But it's not quality, but I...
You can make love instead of misery. Wasn't that Lips of an Angel song about like some girl, like some side piece that he had?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That whole album was about like vaginas. Him being, yeah, right. It was about him being a drunk loser who cheats on his girl.
Oh, did I send you guys that video? Speaking
There's
of losers,
a new rock concept.
Did I send you that video of Shifty Shellshock singing Butterfly with no teeth?
Yes.
I can't remember. It's been so long. That was
in the guitar store.
Yeah, in the guitar shop.
That dude used to hit the pipe pretty hard, I think, and other narcotics. And
you make
he used to hit them skins too when he had teeth.
Do you know Puddle of Mud was once called the next coming of Nirvana? Like they were, that was the expectation for that band.
Stop.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Just because he has that like sort of raspy, I guess, growl.
Well, and they were actually really the next coming of Nirvana.
Fuck
yeah,
them.
So it was Bush.
Yeah.
What was that song where the music videos him playing PlayStation with his kid?
Who?
Okay. Puddle of Mud.
With arms wide open.
Blurry. That's Creed.
With legs wide open.
That's Creed, dude.
I know. I was being a dick.
Oh, come on. Everyone loves to hate Creed.
He is a kid. Illegitimate kid.
Talking about in the video.
Puddle of Mud's cover of Give Me Shelter is great. It's actually that's a terrible song.
I know that's the only one you ever hear.
She fucking hates me. Is that the song with the PlayStation video?
No, it's Blurry.
I don't know.
How's that one go?
The Would You Take It All Away?
Oh,
fuck
that song. yeah. Would you jerk me off again?
Is that the way you comb my hair? Like a dickhead?
Oh, that song, yeah. I like the way you spank my ass.
Yeah. I like the way you brush my hair.
It's like you're trying to be some twangy Kid Rock. It ain't working.
But it worked for them at the time. They were playing arenas at that time.
With two hits.
Yeah, but what year was that?
He blew it all on hair dye.
Between like 2000 and 2004, they were playing arenas.
I want to say they were at Target Center when like I Disappear came out.
Yeah, like they were playing, and they were playing with big acts like freaking Linkin Park and shit. I'm pretty sure Linkin Park was opening for them at the time.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff.
No way.
Why are we yawning, Bob? It's midnight.
Before Meteora came out, by the time Meteora came out, because I saw them on the Meteora tour, and they headlined with POD opening for them, direct support, and
Will
then
you
I think
take
the Scuba
it
Sink.
All the way, hey.
Youth of a Nation.
Dude, POD is great live. They are actually,
I like POD.
To me, they are one of the most underrated bands as far as what they can do musically. They can do so many different styles, and like talent wise, that band is incredible, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, they're pretty versatile too.
Oh yeah,
incredible. Jeez, gosh.
Set Your Eyes to Zion's my fucking jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their later stuff, as they got past, like, you know, their new metal phase when they got really popular and they started, you know, dabbling more into what they actually are into, you know, kind of like the ska and reggae influences that they'd bring in and mix with the rock. It was, man, there was some cool ass shit that they did.
I just read that Pantera is rumored to record all the shows and put out a live album.
A live record. I'm in for it. I'm actually, you know, at this point, I'm in for them to just go into the studio and make a record. They all want to do it. They've all talked about it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen. They all.
I thought they said they were.
They've all expressed. They've all expressed their interest in potentially recording material.
But I mean, do they call it Pantera if they do record?
No, I think they should. I think
Zach
they should,
said they wouldn't.
I think they should just call it CFH.
The Abbott Brothers.
CFH. Yeah.
Just name it CFH.
Oh, good timing. Right now, Phil Anselmo just dialed into Riverside Season 16, Episode 1. Phil, give us a little insight on... what timing. Give us a little insight on a live record and possibly a studio record coming out.
Oh, man, you know, we're not closing any doors. We're just taking it show by show and fucking... out with brother Zach and Rex and fucking Charlie. So we're not ruling anything out yet, but we're not making any decisions. It definitely wouldn't be called Pantera because that would just be wrong. You know, disrespectful to Diamond Vince. Vince! That's how I normally say it.
So you're telling us there's a possibility of a live record, or has that been, you've been recording shows during the Metallica run?
Oh, yeah, bro. I'll speak to you for Phil for a minute. We're together. We're out on tour, bro. But it's definitely a possibility.
I mean, yeah, what Zach said, he covered it.
What do you think the Abbott family would think about the original Pantera getting back in the studio and giving us some new tunes?
I mean, we got blessing from the Queen Rita, so I mean, I think the brothers would appreciate it. Wish they were here with us, but yeah, I think Diamond Vince would be proud of what we're doing to keep the legacy alive of the Cowboys from Hell.
Well, dude, thanks for chiming in. It just happened to be just the perfect opportunity. Maybe we'll check in with you next week, Phil.
Hell yeah. Sounds great, brother.
All right, man. Take
See
care.
See you out there.
Well, there's Later. Your answer.
Is it just me or did Zach kind of sound like Rain Man a little bit?
You're right.
It's got a little Dustin in there.
You're right. In the Looney Tune vibe like that. I'm going to hug him and kiss him and love him. Like that.
You're supposed to call him Father Phil.
Oh, that was perfect timing.
I thought Phil sounded a little Hulkster at the end with the brother, too. I wanted like a Slim Jim comment, too.
That was good timing. He just dialed up. I texted him that we're going to talk about him tonight, so he timed it perfectly.
He said, let me tell you something, brother.
That's yeah. Right.
I don't know. I'd honestly probably buy a live record, but I don't think I'd dig the studio stuff, to be honest with you.
Nah, I'd listen to it.
I'd listen to it. But there's a difference between listening and purchasing, though.
Who buys music anymore? I haven't bought music in over a decade.
That's because you're on that Apple Music just bullshit.
You don't need to buy it.
Exactly. It's way more convenient.
Yeah, but I buy it.
No, I get it. Having the physical copy. And I like used to copies. Love that. I used to like that, but
I
honestly.
I'm going to search for copies on my shelf.
A big reason mm-hmm. is that I stopped doing it. And I feel like I've missed so many albums in between that it would just be weird.
See?
And not only that. Space is an issue too. You know, I True. Got three kids. I don't, you know, where am I going to start putting all these CDs?
You got all those board games behind you, behind that curtain. I know that.
Hey, no, I got movies actually, DVDs back there.
I thought that's where the board games were.
Nope, they're over on the shelf over by the girls' room.
You had Monopoly Minneapolis in there.
It's all DVDs back there.
Oh, gotcha. How's the dog doing?
He's doing good. He's still alive, despite the fact that.
Pissing you off, or he's been good?
He's actually been good up until, so he's been doing so much better, you know, like he's been housebroken and he, you know, he doesn't jump on the furniture or anything like that. Like,
that's a win.
He's a good dog.
He's the goodest boy.
Yeah, exactly. But usually when we're gone for a decent amount of time, we put him in his kennel because he's still young. But I ran to the grocery store with Emma the other day and Amanda and Sophie and Lily were gone.
Uh-oh.
And... So I knew I was only going to be gone for like 15, 20 minutes. I was just going to get stuff for dinner. So and when I'm gone just for a short amount of time, I just leave him in our room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did that and I came back and he went up to the door. Didn't claw the door up, but clawed the carpet to hell.
Oh, fuck.
So now I have to have someone come out and cut a piece of the carpet out of our closet and then sew it into there.
A little patchwork on the floor.
Yeah, otherwise... He's, you know, it's hard to try
wood?
And no, luckily just down to like where the like plastic mesh is. So it didn't go all the way to the pad. Thank God.
I bet you were pissed.
Oh, dude.
You he, sat out.
He sat in his kennel that day for like the next like 4 hours.
He wanted out. He told you.
Yeah. I was like, dude, like literally I was gone for freaking 17 minutes. You really needed to get out that bad.
It don't take long with 17.
Oh, but overall, other than that, he's actually been very, very good. Very good.
Right on.
He's a good pup.
He 5 months?
He is six going on seven. Damn. Yeah.
That's right. You got him at Christmas time. He's probably 3 months then.
Yeah.
Whew. Yep. Larry, how's my dog doing?
You have to come up here and meet him.
I'm ready.
Good. Hanging out. She was,
she
I'm
misses
surprised
me,
she
right?
hasn't come down yet.
She misses
me. Oh, yeah.
Me.
Yep. Right.
What about you, Bob? Do you got a pooch?
Well, we have my niece dog next door.
Oh, okay.
She comes over for work every day. sleeps.
So you don't actually, but you don't actually have to.
No, I mean, she has a pee-pee pad that she'll tinkle on, or she'll leave like a little tiny turd and I'll just clean it up. You know, nothing big deal.
Yeah.
Flush it. But she's not a good baby.
She likes not having to actually have the right dog. That's great, because then you have the freedom to be able to go do whatever. If it wasn't for my kids, I wouldn't have a damn dog. I love my dog. I do, but man, they are.
I tie you down,
dude. We travel too much.
They're a nuisance more than kids are.
Mm-hmm.
At least the kids can tell me what's going on. The dog just looks at me, and it's like, I don't know if I look at him and say, "Dude, are you just an idiot, or are you a puppy, like, or a little bit of both?" Maybe. You know, like
he runs. You saying, "Hey, play that Puddle of Mud song again."
Yeah, exactly. He like runs into stuff, and I'm like, "Dude, you're dumb."
I can tell we haven't done.
He likes the way you smack his ass.
Yeah, when he's naughty.
When he's naughty, smack that tuk tuk.
I fucking hate that. That's gonna be in my head the rest of the night.
No. I'm gonna start sending you guys some Puddle of Mud videos here in the next couple minutes. So
please don't. Some AI. No,
I got videos. I got videos I can send in retaliation. Don't you worry.
I mean, I guess you just send some Rage Against the Machine, but or some Tool.
Some of the best tunes ever.
Some of the best tunes.
Fuck.
I've been on a Tool kick lately. Tool.
No, Tool, another band that's not grunge. That good either is Deftones. I never understood the Deftones.
They had their moments, Deftones? But it was weird after the first record.
I like some of their covers. They do some good Duran Duran covers.
Pony, and then it sort of.
I'm still like, shocked. Their
early stuff's good, but it's obscure. First three records. You have to dig for it.
I prefer Chino's solo weird stuff crosses that he did with that. I don't remember who it is he did it with, but I actually don't mind that stuff. It's pretty cool. I don't know. I've tried Deftones, and I just never understood them, to be honest.
I'm still
shocked. Feel like he does a song with Anthony Green. I feel like you dig Jeff Chino.
I mean, like I said, I like him in Crosses, so I'd check it out.
I'm still shocked that Guns N' Roses had Deftones as their opener in 2016. Stadium
that is
tour.
Weird.
What show was that?
2016 Stadium Tour, and they're in Minneapolis. Deftones opened up. It was
we had Alice in Chains at our show. Chicago.
What?
Yeah, and we missed it. We were still waiting to get in.
Suck.
Alice in Chains?
Deftones before Axl. Fucking weird.
Yeah. Shane, how do you feel about the Deftones featuring Maynard Passenger?
No thanks.
Song's so good. Surprising.
Never dug that, really. Huh. I just had another thought. I can tell we haven't recorded in a while because I'm losing my thoughts in 13 seconds, and my voice is just cranked after an hour.
Well,
so let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That was that then. Yeah, I was going to say, let's just call
bam,
it.
Bam.
Keep it short.
That was that.
Pull the plug.
Season 16, episode uno. When are we going to record again? Like June for episode two?
Sure.
Yeah, I think we should just do a once per season episode.
16.1, 17.1, 18.1. Yeah. Probably get more downloads that way. People miss us.
Yeah. Once a month.
That was cool for Phil dropping in from Pantera. Hopefully next week we can talk to him again.
I want to talk to him about his horror movie collection. He's got some good shit.
He's a horror guy?
Oh, yeah.
Ask him why he was barefoot in New York City. Gross. Doesn't he live in...
Yeah, I saw the photo, with Ross Elfin. He lives in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the bayou.
Mm-hmm.
They're going down there. They're going to get themselves some cheddar.
Well, I hope Pizzle feels better that we're back. So, Pizzle, good night.
Yeah, he'll be happy as long as it's, you know,
right,
a continuous thing. But right. Who knows?
Who knows? We don't know.
Bob, what Metallica show are you going to this summer?
Both Chicago shows.
Chicago weekend.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be Larry? There all week, actually, because we have Flashback weekend the weekend before in Rosemont.
Oh, so you're going to be up there for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, or just 1 week. 2 weekends, though.
Okay. Larry, what shows are you going to?
So far, just Chicago, which, ironically, Iration and Pepper are playing in Chicago same night as Metallica. So
they're playing the same night Metallica's playing.
In Chicago, yeah.
And you're going to go to Iration instead because you just did artwork for them.
Where are they playing?
No, I'm going to Metallica.
Where are they playing?
Oh, I don't know. It was a pretty immediate, like, hey, Brian, you see that they're coming to town while we're, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, he's like, I already talked to you, thought about it. So
are you going to Pepper or no?
I'm going to go. They're playing in Pittsburgh 2 days before Metallica. So I'm going to go here in Pittsburgh and go to Metallica in Chicago.
You did work for both of them, didn't you?
Yeah. Pepper cool. A while back, but most recently Iration.
Jeff, are you going to the US Bank shows?
No.
What shows are you going to do this summer?
What, just concerts in general?
Yeah.
I'll be going to see Stained and Asking Alexandria at XL, I believe. That's in like
a month. Together?
They're for that show. It's like a 93X ball or whatever they call it.
That's
them.
Pretty solid.
Pure rock. I think.
Exactly.
I want to say I Prevail is on there too, and someone else, but I don't remember.
Right on.
I might go to US Bank if I can, you know, still, because I'm not going to go if I have to sit way up high. I know tickets are obviously scarce, but you can always find them anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, check the day.
If I can get, you know,
decent.
Yeah, if I can either get GA or lower level, you know, a few hundred bucks, you know.
Yeah, I'd leave after Wolfie plays his 35-minute set.
Yeah, I do want to see Pantera. That's the thing. And I don't want to miss this opportunity because who knows how long it's going to last.
I highly recommend seeing that night.
And I'm already bummed enough that I didn't go to Wisconsin when Lamb of God and Pantera were there. Like, I've dreamt about those two being together since I was a kid, and then they were literally like an hour and a half from my house, and I didn't go.
Where were they? Somerset?
It was something like that. Yeah.
Oh man.
They weren't far though.
Oh.
Yep. And I definitely should have gone. But
now you got the Lancer to get to it.
Yeah. Ugh. Gets a little better gas mileage than the Chally does.
The Chally. All right, my voice is totally throttled, so I'm out of here.
He's like, I'm bushed.
I'm bushed.
We did it. We're back.
We're back, bitches.
You're welcome, Pizzle. All right, we'll see you next week, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Slayer.
Good night.
Bye, Jeff's dog.
Signing off.
Bye, Larry's dog. Bye, Bob's neighborhood dog.
Fuck KK's priest.
Fuck hole, and see you later. Take care.
Courtney loves you.
Fuck that hole, Courtney.
Bye bye.
This is a children's program.
Hey kids, fuck your hole.
Well, it's off tomorrow.
I don't wanna go. Something tells me no, 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 no. Traces in the sand, not that's in my hand. Go, go, go. Beware of a place. A smile on the bright. I'm never real.